It's the 16th of November 2015, and this is John Thayers of Gloucester Rugby Heritage, and I have with me Chris Collier from the project, and today we're at Kingsholm to talk to Bob Clues. Hello, Bob.
Hi, good morning.
Could you tell me a little bit about your early background, where you were born and when?
Okay. I was born in 1949. I was born in London.
Mm-hmm.
My brother and sister were also born in London, and I stayed there till I was 7 years old. My father then got a job in Birmingham, so we moved up to Birmingham. From then, when I was 11, he transferred down to Gloucester. We lived in Edge, and that's... Well, I've been in Gloucestershire, obviously, ever since then.
And you went to school in Stroud, I think.
I went to school in Stroud. We lived in Edge, and I went to Archway School when I was 11, halfway through a term. Archway played rugby, something I'd never played before in Birmingham. It was all football. Didn't really play any sort of... school games as far as I can remember, but it was all kick around stuff with your friends down the playing field. But at that time my love was football. I got to go to school in Stroud, and rugby was on their agenda, and that was it. There was no football, and that's where it got into the blood. Loved it ever since. I played for the school team. Archway didn't have a sixth form at those days, so you left school after your GCSEs, 16, 17 years old. We played other teams around the district, Marling, Cheltenham teams, Gloucester teams. And towards the latter part of my school days, when I was playing rugby, I'd sometimes also play for Stroud Colts in the afternoon. So I'd be playing in the morning for the school, and then the afternoon over to Stroud Colts.
That seems quite a common pattern for those who are going to take the game fairly seriously.
I can imagine it was. Obviously, it was only for really the last year of my schooling, so I was sort of 16 years old. And it obviously only occurred when we had a game in the morning, and obviously Stroud Colts had a fairly good fixture list. We used to play Bath and teams like that, so it was a good, strong... Yeah. Fixture list, and we played regularly. So yeah, there were days when I was playing twice a day.
Did you play any schools representative rugby at all?
In the last year I played two games for Gloucestershire schools. I played one down at in Somerset, and the other was against Wiltshire schools, where we played up at Page Grammar School in Cheltenham. Can't remember the scores. I think we beat the Wiltshire schools. Can't remember what the score was in the Somerset game. I was captain for the Gloucestershire schools against Wiltshire schools, and we played in Pates, and I can remember, the only thing I can remember, it poured down. It was a horrible day. It was muddy and wet, and I think I'd won the toss, and we elected to play with the wind and elements in the second half, and I think we struggled a little bit. We did win. But I can remember being scolded by the guy in charge of the team. He reckoned I should have played with the wind and the weather in the first half. And that was it. But there were only two games.
Mm-hmm. But you're always a winger?
No, not at all. I played outside half of the school.
Oh, right.
I played all the way through the school as outside half. For the schools, for the Gloucestershire schools, I got moved into the centre. I also played in the centre for Stroud Colts. At the end of that first season, when playing for Stroud Colts, when I was obviously 16 to 17 years old at that time, I did actually get selected to play for the first team in the very last game of the season, and it was against Leicester. So I was really quite young then, and a bit sort of tentative and nervous as to how I would get on. Leicester were on the way back from a Cornish tour. And like Gloucester used to play and come back and maybe stop at Exeter or somewhere, they stopped at Stroud. And that was my baptism, really, of top-class rugby. I was 16, nearly 17.
Against Leicester.
Do you remember what the score was?
I can't remember the score, but it was quite a close game. Yeah, Stroud at that time had a very good team and regularly played Gloucester.
Yeah.
And I don't think it was a runaway score. I think they beat us, but it wasn't a runaway score.
So the next season, were you playing regularly for the Stroud senior team?
I did, yes. When I left school at just end of 16, coming up 17, I went to work for John Ann Construction. Mm-hmm. I was based in Bristol. And also at that time, I used to get sent away to do my technical qualifications to a college in Huddersfield. But when I was 17, I did play for Stroud, but by then they'd moved me from centre to wing. Mm-hmm. So I had a season with Stroud playing on the wing, and it was quite a successful team, and I scored quite a number of tries and all the rest of it, and I think I gelled quite well. And I think from memory, Russell Hillier, who I think you have in the past have interviewed,
that's right, yeah.
Was at the end of his career, and he played one or two games, so I had the benefit of playing with Russell Hillier.
Did you play at Kingsham?
I don't believe we did.
No.
I had to go away to college twice a year for 6 weeks to Huddersfield, so there was periods when I was playing for Stroud that I couldn't. But I went training with Huddersfield, and after a couple of weeks I ended up playing for Huddersfield. We played in teams like Pontefract, Harrogate, Middlesbrough. Not only did I play for Stroud, but I played a few games for Huddersfield.
Right. To add to those 500 odd.
To add to the 500,
wow.
Yes.
It's an awful lot of games of first class rugby. Mm-hmm. Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Really?
Actually, I got quite fit when I was at Huddersfield, because obviously I was at college during the day, and a little bit of work to do at night times on revision and stuff, but I managed to spend quite a lot of time at Huddersfield in their gym.
Yeah.
So I got quite fit, and it was a good time for me, really.
And then when you came back, you played for Gloucester immediately, or?
I did, yes. When I came back, I was still working for John Lang, and I was down in Bristol, but I'd had a flat in Gloucester, and I was travelling down to Bristol every day. And I decided after one season with Stroud, I was 18 then, I decided to go for a trial. At those days, there were trials for Gloucester in the beginning of the season, and I turned up to pre-season training, asked if I could have a trial. I did, and then I played in the very first game of that season.
And you scored two tries?
Yes, the game, I think it was Didney.
Yeah.
I think we won quite convincingly.
54-6, that's 54. A big score in those days.
54-6.
Against Lydney too?
Against Lydney, yes.
Is that the record against Lydney, do we know, Chris?
What was the score again?
54-6.
Yeah, I think it probably is. I'll have to look that up, but it's got to be up there, hasn't it?
Yes, it has, yeah.
Chris is our statistician.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I think I scored once in the first half, once in the second, so I was really pleased with that, yeah.
And I imagine Gloucester were fairly pleased,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was fortunate, really, at that time, there had been a change in personnel at Gloucester. I think it was Nick Foyce.
Yeah. Yes.
Had just
right.
retired.
Mm. Yeah.
John Rose was...
One more season, I think.
Was playing on the left wing, and an established regular.
Yeah.
And I think there was obviously then a gap on the right wing.
Yeah.
And the trial had been successful, and I got in the team, and it went from there. There was also a chap called Ron Gwillem.
He came down
at the same time as myself. And in that first season, we shared the games. One or two weeks I was playing then. He had a few games and all the rest of it.
If I remember correctly, he only played the one season and then he went elsewhere.
I think he did, yes.
Yeah.